There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight. We're talking about riders being stuck on a roller coaster. We're talking about people being stuck in grief, still trying to figure out why a week ago a German co-pilot took down their loved ones right into the middle of the Alps. And a family in California is wondering why their daughters' murder conviction was overturned. This is a strange story, and this is one that I bring up at the top because, boy, were we pummeled by this in the news cycle, weren't we? So Amanda Knox says she's glad to have her life back, that after this eight-year legal drama that really involved the U.S., England, and Italy, it's over. She made a brief statement after the Italian Supreme Court overturned her murder conviction on Friday. She was prosecuted, if you don't know the story. This is the tale of sometimes the worst can happen when you go overseas and you're partying and you're a kid and you're supposedly going to school. So she was prosecuted after the semi-naked body of a British student that she was a roommate of, Meredith Kircher, was found, her throat slashed, and this goes back to 2007, in the apartment that the two of them had. So Knox's Italian boyfriend was convicted too. He was cleared along with her on Friday, and Knox said, look, she was my friend, she deserved better. But this was the thing. She was facing 28 and a half years in prison. 28 and a half years. So she was in the United States when the decision was announced in Rome and then issued a statement saying she was relieved and grateful, because then the whole thing would have happened as to, well, she has to be extradited because now they're going to incarcerate her, and what happens there, because we have extradition with Italy. And this has been a really wild, twisted story. I think it's like propped up the Peacock Network, because every time you turned on Dateline, for a long time, this story was one of the stories that they covered. And they were both convicted. Knox and her boyfriend were both convicted 2 years later in 2009, and they were sentenced to massive jail terms. But then there was this drifter who was tried separately and is in prison for 16 years. But she spent 4 years in Italian prison. So this American was in prison for 4 years. And then they looked at the evidence, and an appeals court squashed the convictions because it said there wasn't enough evidence. But what's crazy is, as much as we complain about our legal system, which is why I bring this up at the top, so that they go through that whole thing. Then 2 years later, they're retried, and their acquittals were overturned. So then, of course, she's not there, but she was sentenced to 28 and a half years, the boyfriend like 25. And then the Italian High Court said that's the end of it, and they said no, and they overturned it. But this is what happens in Italy. Guilty, guilty, guilty. I mean, who knows? This was such a twisted story to begin with. But to go through the process, be in prison for 4 years, nothing you can do about it, and then to have that flip around like that, wow. I mean, absolutely crazy. So now she can travel freely, and they're saying, look, even if she wanted to go to Italy, she could. Do you think she wants to go back to Italy anytime soon? I mean, how many of us would just love to be in Italy or go to Italy? I think if I were her, yeah, I've seen the pictures, and I've seen the inside of the prisons. I don't know that I want to go back to Italy anytime soon, even though you've cleared me. Forget it. 8 years of that. And the drama of wondering whether she's going to get pounded and they're going to extradite her because, I mean, what would she do? She'd have to go underground and run. I mean, that's what she'd have to do. Okay, so as I bring that up about the courts, then we turn to the U.S. And the prosecution is through with their case in the Boston bombing. You think of Jokhar Tsarnaev and the fact that he was quivering in the boat and writing a manifesto, and then he was found, and his brother was long dead. But what about all those people whose lives were truly impacted by what they did with those pressure cookers at the Boston Marathon in 2013? I mean, it's just so sad to even look at the young Martin Richards' face, just 8 years old. Beyond, he's like that kid that just oozes excitement. And I love what the prosecution did. I mean, this guy should not get off crazy. There's no part of insanity or crazy or whatever else that could possibly come up. And actually what the defense was trying to do was trying to blame the brother and saying he was lured into it by the brother. So I ask you, would justice be served here if he gets life, or do you think he needs to get the death penalty? So in resting their case, they talked about how Jokhar Tsarnaev, near the marathon's finish line, placed the pressure cooker bomb there, and how it tore through the bodies of Martin Richard and then Ling Lu, the 23-year-old grad student from China, and showed his clothes, showed the pictures, talked about the autopsy and what it was like for him. And it was so emotional that jurors were just crying. And even his parents, who have probably wept a million times, weren't as weepy as the jurors were, because it was so graphic, and the photographs were completely gruesome. But good for the prosecutor. Make it about the victim. Make it about this 8-year-old boy and the others, and say, wait a second here. When we're listening to what the defense has to say about the dead brother, and the dead brother putting a trance on his brother and having him be part of it, no way. I'm not buying it. And to me, justice is he gets the max. They got to just throw him against the wall. And they were really graphic. They talked about his spinal cord, the little boy, being severed, and that his intestines, his stomach, everything, his liver, his kidney, everything, tore off his left arm, snapped a bone in his right leg. Just horrible. And his father seeing that. His father seeing it. I mean, this kid was not going to survive that. Not going to survive it. I mean, he bled to death in minutes, maybe seconds. So I love that the prosecutor just went for the jugular, so to speak. Needed to do that. Needed to bring it home. Needed to bring it home so that these jurors can see and make the right call here. Make the right call. Because we don't live in Italy. We live in the United States of America. And while we can complain about our justice system, justice to me is only served if this sucker is thrown so far against the wall with his smugness and the way he was tweeting and posting things out to people afterwards. There are no words. There are no words. Coming up next, we're going to talk about this hour. In fact, the rest of it, weave it into what we're talking about. The most iconic dead person. When you think of iconic people who have died, who are your top three? We got a special guest next on America Tonight.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
About this, who's the most iconic dead person either you identify with or someone that you know just lives on and on and on and is talked about so often? And I have a list of them that I compiled the last couple of weeks, and there's some obvious people that would be on this list, like Princess Diana. Constantly hearing about Princess Diana. James Dean, I lived in California, and I saw where he crashed actually his spider Porsche, and everybody talked about James Dean in California like he was the Pope of the Golden State. It was crazy. And he still lives on and on. But celebrities are a little bit different. In our virtual green room right now, so pleased to welcome to the show, she's the president of Speak for Yourself, and she is related to somebody that I think might make the list as number one. We'll see what our poll does after the next couple of days. Karen Cortell Reisman. Karen, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
You bet. Pleased to be here.
So first of all, do you like the virtual green room? We spare no expense. We had that expensive champagne that you demanded. We put it in, just like Madonna, we put it in there for you. Had that nice fruit, that gift basket. You like it?
The martinis are especially great. And I love those three robust olives.
I love people who play along. You're fabulous. All right, so tell the world, everybody listening in the nooks and crannies, our friends in Sarasota, Florida, in New York City listening right now, who are you related to that's so iconic I can't even believe it?
Albert Einstein, that man with the wild and crazy hair.
And how are you related to Einstein?
Kate, he is related to me on my father's side. My grandmother and Einstein were cousins. They were also lifelong friends and gossip buddies. They had a mutual respect for each other. Both had a great sense of humor, and that's a legacy that I carried forward with those people.
I love that sense of humor, because everything you read about Einstein, and there's so much that's been written about him, and we think of the brilliance, and we think of, you know, so many quotes. Everybody has an Einstein quote. But you know the inside scoop. I love it. They were gossip buddies. So give us a story that only maybe you would know that's been handed down, that's part of the family lore about Albert Einstein.
He was a nice man, and he cared deeply for people, for humanity. He adored my grandmother, and hence when my father and mother met each other and they got married, the first relative my mother met on my father's side was Einstein. And the story that no one knows is that my father, a very quiet European intellectual, lectured to my loud and outgoing German version of Lucille Ball mom. He said, don't talk too much when you meet Einstein. He might get perturbed and just exit and go back to his work. But he did not. My mother was nervous to meet him, but he shuffled over to her and he put his hand on her shoulder and he said, Anne, I want you to relax. I'm a normal human being. I like to go to the bathroom every day, just like everybody else.
Oh, that's great. Oh, how smart of him to break the ice, because it would, you know what, it would be intimidating, let alone with your father saying that, but it would be intimidating meeting Einstein with everything even then that was out there about him. I mean, now it's crazy. But even when he was alive, there would be, I think, a little bit of an intimidation factor about him.
This was already towards the end of his life. He was already very, very famous, and he won the Nobel Prize. His years of genius were before that, and he was an icon before his death. And so this really was nerve-wracking, and he put my mother at ease, and they had a fabulous time on that first time that she had the chance to meet him.
Very, very cool. I mean, I think really he's got to be number one or two on most people's lists. I'm going to give out the phone number, Karen, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. I want to see what the lists look like for all of you listening as to who is the most iconic dead person. You also wrote a book about Einstein, or letters from Einstein. Explain that to us.
It's actually an inspirational keynote message, which uses personal correspondence between Einstein and my family in a message about hope, resilience, and braziers.
You can't just hang that out there. Braziers. Come on, you got to explain the braziers comment.
Yes, I usually do. I have to say, you have to just listen and hear it to understand it, but I will share with you and our listeners that it's the story really of all three of them, how my mother, my father, and Einstein overcame great obstacles. And my father came from great wealth in Europe, lost all his money, and hoisted himself back to solvency in the United States, because he was born and raised in Europe, and came actually to the United States at the same time that Einstein did. But he hoisted himself back to solvency by becoming a salesperson, a traveling salesperson for bras and girdles. Girdles, free Spanx. Free Spanx. And so braziers, he was the most unlikely, atypical salesperson you would ever want to hope to meet, was my father, with this thick European accent, running around the country with his suitcase of 34 Bs, which is still sample size, Kate, believe it or not.
I love that. And you said this. You said he was an intellectual. So can you imagine what it would be like while he was pitching people? And he must have been good at it.
He created long-term relationships, which is what we all need to do, no matter what era we are in. And just like in the last decade, we've all, many listeners and all of us, have had to reinvent in some way. This man definitely reinvented. So he overcame the loss of his fortune. My mother actually overcame the Holocaust And Einstein overcame the consequences of his own discoveries. And on that day that they all three were together, really my mother was more helpful to Einstein than he was to her, coming from the background that she had come from. And he still suffered from, had angst over what he had created.
Sure. And then, of course, people and how they were around him. I mean, strangers when they would meet him. I mean, now we live in this crazy culture of you get your 15 minutes plus and you just tweet the right thing or whatever. You know, and I know there's different levels of somebody being famous for different reasons. But can you imagine walking in his shoes, what it was like when people would just encounter him? Because we didn't have those cell phones and people weren't taking pictures. But everywhere he went, as you said, it is crazy hair and he was so recognizable that it had to be kind of, there had to be some anxiety, I would think, to that for him, because wasn't he kind of a private guy? Wasn't he a private guy a little bit?
Yeah. Very much so. He all he wanted to do was retreat to his study and continue to do his work. And that was his primary goal. But one of the most iconic photos of him is of him sticking his tongue out at photographers as he's driving in a car. And do you know, can you image that in your head, that picture of Einstein with his tongue sticking out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, haven't we? We've seen that, haven't we?
We certainly have. We certainly have.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Crazy.
Just, yeah.
Your stories are just so wonderful. So if people want to get a copy of your book, where can they get it? Is it on Amazon?
I am on Amazon. I also speak about how to speak for yourself, so I have communication books at Amazon. My website, speakforyourself.com, would be a great place to go as well.
All right, speakforyourself.com. All right, you got to give us one quick tip. So maybe we're like Einstein and we have a little anxiety, but Karen, you know this, that eventually at some point in your life you have to do a pitch, you have to give a little bit of a speech, whether it's just a proposal of marriage or much bigger than that in a different sense. Give us your best tip for being authentic, relaxing, and just putting it out there.
Easy. It's exactly what Einstein said to me that day, or said to my mother that day. He said, relax and be yourself. And what I tell all of my clients and associations is that you have to be yourself. You can be a little larger than life, but you need to be who you are on purpose. But let's go with what Einstein said. Relax and be yourself.
I love it. Relax and be yourself. Perfect way to end this. Karen Cortell Reisman, president of Speak for Yourself, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. And I vote for Einstein, by the way, as number one on my list. He jumped over Princess Diana for sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On your list, could it be Michael Jackson for everything that he was tagged with? His music lives on and on. There's no question about that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can throw in your two or send us an email at americatonight.net. I'll tell you, on my list, I would put Anne Frank. How often do we see Anne Frank quoted, and just the fascination of the horrific thing that happened to the Frank family and how they were being protected and then ultimately were killed in the Holocaust. I would also put on the list, and maybe partially because I grew up in the Seat of Liberty in Philadelphia, but how often he's quoted. You could look to a lot of the founding fathers, but I would say Ben Franklin for everything from flying a kite, inventions, to what he did, his hand in forming the United States of America, the government that we now all enjoy. He absolutely is iconic. He was a writer. There were so many interesting facets to Ben Franklin, and it seems like, and I definitely like Ben Franklin and just love hearing the history of what went on during his time. And I am constantly amazed at something new that I find out about Franklin. And I could say that about others, too. I like Tom Jefferson and reading about some of what his life entailed and some of the twists and turns that it took, without a doubt. You think of celebrities automatically, but it can be super brilliant people who won a Nobel Prize, like Albert Einstein. 855-266-5283. A couple people, maybe Jim, saying Robin Williams, because Robin Williams' life is cut short, and what he offered to the comedy business and movies, he'll constantly come up, and you'll see pictures of him, and that'll just grow, I think, more and more and more. Matt, who would you put on most iconic dead list? Who would be on your list?
I mean, I'd probably go Michael Jackson, just giving When I Grew Up, and that's very iconic for me. So I'd say probably him number one.
Him number one. And I think a lot of people would put him number one. I think
he's like internationally known, too.
Right. And that name, you just say Jackson, you just say Michael Jackson, and no matter what age, people know. They know of him.
I'd say like Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan are probably two of the most famous people in the world. Michael Jordan, obviously, still living, but those are two names where you could go almost anywhere in the world and people would know of them.
Yeah, I agree. And there are other people who have contributed in really big ways to, you know, to society, scientists and whatnot. I mean, you could go back and really go back in time and say Galileo and Christopher Columbus. You know, you could take adventurers. You could look really back in anything in history, but iconic and well-known or contributor, I think, are all different things. Iconic is a whole different level. So Michael Jackson fits absolutely into the iconic, for sure. Albert Einstein fits into the iconic. Marilyn Monroe fits into the iconic. Elvis Presley, for goodness sake, people are taking tours of his house. They're making money hand over fist, his foundation. In his death, people still can't get enough of Elvis. Every year on his birthday, it's like a mass pilgrimage to his home in Tennessee. And anything with his image on it, still big. And think of how many years it's been since his death. So like Michael Jackson from the music world, those two would absolutely be on top. Movie-wise, you could also put James Dean there, but I still would say that Elvis and Michael Jackson are bigger than that. And just like Einstein, the books that I mentioned, so many books being written, posters of him, postcards of him, quotes of Einstein. Every time there's a calendar with quotes in it, you see something about Einstein, absolutely, that hangs around, which is why I put Anne Frank, because you'll see a lot of stories about Anne Frank that come up anytime you talk about the Holocaust, anytime you talk about Germany and Hitler and all of that. But even beyond that, Anne Frank and her story. In fact, the movie, I can't think of the name of it now, that just was super popular, that came out last year, that was a huge teenage movie, but even some adults went to see it, and it was a big book. And in that book and in that movie, they tour where Anne Frank, the house where Anne Frank and her family were hidden, and that was a big deal. There was a little chunk of that in the movie because of the significance of seeing it and its place in history and how iconic. I mean, why Anne Frank over everybody else that was also involved in that? And it's because of the written words of what was, you know, of what was ultimately written by Anne Frank. And that's part of it, is what's left behind. What kind of quotes or what kind of human being, what do we know about that person, the little tidbits, what was their contribution? And because I think, and Karen said it, you know, you think of the hair and the how he looked, and that played into what made him so appealing to people and the intrigue over Einstein. You know who else I would put on that list? I would put Winston Churchill on the list. I've seen in a museum in Dallas and in London, things of Winston Churchill's. And you think of his quotes about failure and overcoming failure and the stepping stone of failure and what it leads to and what he meant in history, the part that Churchill played in history. There's somebody whose name, again, is constantly pushed up in different circumstances, sometimes dealing just with adversity, sometimes dealing with war, sometimes talking about politics. But he expands beyond the boundaries of what he was, which was at one point the Prime Minister of England. So he went beyond that. He was bigger than that, larger than life, which is why Princess Diana makes the list. Larger than life, her influence even in death. Grimm, hello. Who would you put on your iconic list of dead people?
Okay, you said three now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to go to your stomping ground. There's a Lawrence Forbes there in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. That's a genealogist that did my family history. And my descendants settled in Stanford County at the head of the Potomac Creek. The descendants of this branch were later neighbors and close friends of George Washington.
Wow.
I would love to have met him.
Now, no kidding.
Now, on another side, I would have to say out west, Geronimo.
Ooh, Geronimo. That's a good one.
Because of the flight of the Indians, you know.
Yes, yes.
The history of the Trail of Tears on the East Coast and the fact of what happened to the Comanche and Sioux Nation.
Yeah.
But my dad told me not to immortalize him or look at him as, you know, somebody to put myself behind, which I always did try, and I still do, you know. Rest his soul. I still look at him as my number one. But he asked me to look for somebody because he said, don't look at me because I want you to amount to more than myself. So, and you'll never figure this one out, but Will Rogers is who I looked up to.
And Will Rogers quoted a lot. Definitely somebody whose quotes are out there.
Oh, yeah. I never mm-hmm. met a man that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Most famous.
Yeah.
Which is biblical in a sense because truly, to get in heaven, love thy neighbor.
Yeah, how many people are doing that these days, huh?
That's the problem with the world, Kate, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you said that the other night. You said, why can't there be a two-state existence? Why can't there be conversation? And to which we know there's just no way, but it does boggle the mind. Why go to the ultimate sword, meaning killing people? I don't understand it for what beliefs. I mean, I just didn't, you know, I wasn't raised that way. And so to me, life is precious, and it doesn't make any sense that you wouldn't get away from something that was so awful.
And in history, it worked. It's been proven to work.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And I think that's part of the reason. I love it, Grimm. I love it. The George Washington connection is so incredibly sweet. I can't even imagine. Thank you for throwing in yours. Anybody else who wants to do that throughout the show, you can certainly do it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. By the way, the movie I was thinking of, The Fault in Our Stars, where they reference and they go and they tour Anne Frank's house. And I was thinking about Albert Einstein and the gazillion quotes of Einstein. And, you know, he had one quote where he said, I want to know God's thoughts. The rest are details. And that always stood out for me. And then the other thing was is how he was humbled by, I mean, he knew he was a rock star. He had to have, right? But he wanted, as Karen said, from what she knew, and this is her family, that he wanted to do his work. He wanted to do his work. One of the things that he said is, I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious. Passionately curious. Ah, love that. Stay with us.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves. How can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Dead person, Jimi Hendrix. Now that's an iconic guy. Didn't win a Nobel Prize, but certainly had an impact on music, I would think. You know, you could make the argument. In fact, I love this argument. I am not an axe person. I'm not musically inclined. I am a fan of music, but I think when you listen to Jimi Hendrix, I mean, singer, songwriter, guitarist, but he died in 1970, and the Jimi Hendrix experience lived on and on and on. And to this day, people, the young people, know of the Hendrix. They know, I mean, that's some influence there. He was one of the most celebrated musicians, I think, in the 20th century. In fact, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said their stamp on him is arguably, this is why this is a big argument, he is the greatest instrumentalist in the history of rock music. And he had such a wild background. I mean, he started playing gigs so early. He started playing the guitar when he was 15 years old. And he played all over the place with all kinds of interesting people. Now, who hasn't heard the song Purple Haze, right? You've heard Purple Haze, right? Hey Joe, The Wind Cries Mary, ringing any bells for anyone out there? And then at the time of Woodstock, he was the highest paid guy around. He was the highest paid guy. And of course, when did he die? Accidental death, right? 1970. Now, how old he was? 27 years old. So he was, I mean, he was an incredible axe guy. He had the amplifiers that were overdriven, high volume and gain, but he had a technique, and he popularized that for sure. But the drugs, you know. In the end, the drugs are what got him. It's kind of one of the, and that's why, because he's 27. When he dies, you think, what if, could have, what would have happened to him, blah, blah, blah. And there are other tales of people who have had problems with drugs. If you think Billie Holiday, you want to think of a blues singer, jazzy blues singer, who was incredible, and what happened at the end of her life, Janis Joplin, for that matter. And there's even a Broadway play now that's pretty popular about Janis, a musical about Janis Joplin. So sometimes with the death, they're solid, they're good musicians, there's something about them, but they're cut short. So you don't know where would they have ended up. Where would Elvis have ended up? I think Elvis, I mean, no matter what he did, he would have been playing these huge Vegas shows. If he was 90, they'd prop him up if he had lived, and he'd be headlining half of those shows in Vegas somewhere. Some casino would have paid him a gazillion dollars to be the main guy, to be the headliner. So a lot of times we do turn to not necessarily the brilliant people for what they've done for society, but we turn to musicians, we turn to celebrities, I suppose. And I mentioned for me, I mean, actually mine were kind of history, were certainly history people, Winston Churchill and Ben Franklin and Anne Frank and whatnot. And I would absolutely put Einstein on my list because of the quotes. I mean, some of the quotes I just know off the top of my head, but others, when you just look them up, there are many that you'll hear and you'll say, oh, and it's as told to someone a lot of times. He's quoted from different people for things that he's said and commencement addresses and, you know, whatnot. There was one in particular I remember that he did in the 30s at Swarthmore College, and he said, everything that is really great and inspiring is created by the individual who can labor in freedom. That says it right there, doesn't it? It's great. And his impact cannot be denied. Hey, so if you want to share, you can certainly do that. You can throw it up to me at americatonight.net, or you can call me at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And we have Jack, who says, Freddie Mercury and Queen, I think they made a bigger impact than Hendrix, even as good as Jimmy was. That's an interesting statement. Queen and Freddie Mercury on music versus Jimi Hendrix. I don't know. Now this is what you get into, different eras. Comparing different eras of music and, you know, Hendrix as the solo guy. I mean, he played with bands, but as the frontman, as somebody who revolutionized a style of music versus Queen, which of course Queen was huge and played to massively sold out crowds, and Freddie Mercury was a huge part of Queen and what Queen did, and the sellouts, the music, the whole thing. But I don't know. I wouldn't put Queen on the iconic list. I wouldn't put him. Musically, there are others I would put before Freddie Mercury. Not to take anything away from him, but there are others I would put on that music list. And I mentioned Ben Franklin. You could really pick any of the founding fathers. Grimm talks about George Washington and the family connection to George Washington, and he would certainly, as the first president, and all of the stories given his history as the General Washington, and what happened in revolutionary times, and what Washington was such a big part of, and then, of course, the founding of the nation. But Tom Jefferson would be on that list. John Adams would be on that list and is iconic. And I think all the founding fathers, historically speaking, and as the people who created the government that we are now still in the early stages of, in a sense, when you think of other governments and the thousands of years of history versus a very young United States, it's a whole different thing. But the founding fathers, you could make an argument that all of them, a handful of them anyway, are iconic. And we see them, look at Mount Rushmore, for example. I mean, how about Lincoln? Throw up Lincoln into the mix, which is kind of fascinating because we've been talking a lot about 2016 and who's going to be the next president and what are the Republicans doing and, geez, is it only about Hillary Clinton? Will any of the people in the future, any of our last couple of presidents, will they ever be, I guess, revered or immortalized or become as iconic as some of the presidents that I've mentioned? And you know the answer to that is we won't know in our lifetime at all, and I don't think so. I don't think we'll see that. I mean, who would come the closest? The one that everybody quotes, including some Democrats, depending on their how deep their ideology goes in one or the other direction. Some would say Reagan. You know, some would point to Reagan, but I don't think any of the last couple of presidents would be mentioned in the same breath as George Washington or Ben Franklin. I don't think so. It's, even way down the line, when we're long past this earth, all of you listening to me, I don't believe great-grandchildren will be mentioning those names. I don't think so. I could be wrong, because I've been known to be wrong occasionally. But if this was in a time capsule, I'd feel pretty good if you're listening to this. We'll put it in a time capsule. That's not who you're looking at. That's not who you're looking back at in history. You're going deep and further back to the founding fathers, most likely. Most likely. All right. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net. And yo, thanks for listening to ATN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.